Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are surrounded by myriads of myriads who would have you believe that seeing is believing. But by faith you say, no, we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. You are surrounded by thousands upon thousands who would have you believe that what you see is what you get and no more. But by faith you say, no, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. For I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of all things visible and invisible. It is to this invisible part of God's creation, those myriad of myriads and thousands of angels, that our attention is directed on this festival of Saint Michael and all angels. Today we are reminded of what we mean when we confess that the one true God is the maker of both heaven and earth, which includes the visible and the invisible. Which doesn't mean that if only we had a stronger microscope or a more powerful telescope, we'd be able to see the invisible. But it does mean that there is a realm of God's creation which is altogether other and would be entirely invisible and unknown to us unless God himself revealed it to us and let it be seen by us as he deems prudent. God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, then, is working out his plan for a new heaven and the new earth and the redemption of his new Israel in both of these realms, in all things, visible and invisible. From his exile on the island of Patmos, where in this visible realm he has been sentenced to live on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, John is given a glimpse into this invisible realm. And what an incredible revelation it is. What John sees is nothing less than the entire history of God's saving and redeeming work as it is seen from the invisible realm, from heaven. What John sees, no eye has ever seen, nor ear has heard, nor the mind of man imagined. At least, not as long as we are in this visible realm. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent who is called the devil, and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. This is precisely what the eternal Son of God was referring to when he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Which tells us that this Jesus Christ sees both the visible and the invisible realms together simultaneously as one, to which all we can do is fall down on our knees and cry, worthy are you, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. And so today we are also reminded that there is far more to the creation than what we can see or hear or taste or touch or smell. And if we could handle it, Today we are also reminded that the visible realm is not just down here, while the invisible realm is up there. But in fact, the invisible is mixed and mingled in the visible. So when you hear Peter tell you that your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, he is telling you that what John saw take place in the heavenly realm has spilled over into this earthly realm, and you need to always be on alert and in prayer. So often we simply do not see the reason for the evil that happens or why it strikes the one that it does. He was so innocent. She was just a bystander. They didn't do anything to deserve this. He was just doing his job. And how often have we been so terribly confused and shamefully wrong about why these things happened the way that they did? And we blame our neighbor or curse our God because we either forgot or never knew that there is an invisible realm all mixed and mingled in this visible realm, and the actual culprits behind all of this evil were actually those outcasts from heaven that had been thrown down to earth. But today we are also reminded that it is not only the ancient serpent and his angels that are all mixed and mingled in this visible realm in which we live, but God also has deployed his holy angels to defend us and to protect us in ways that we simply cannot. Our Lord speaks his word of great comfort to all who live in the visible realm, saying, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." We say, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of all things, visible and invisible." And what we mean is that he has created his holy angels of the invisible realm to watch over his little ones who live in this visible realm. The psalmist finds his comfort and his peace in the assurance that even though he is surrounded by evil, evil that he cannot see, God has created his holy angels to protect him in ways that he cannot protect himself. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. On their hands, they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. As Moses and Israel set out on the journey through the wilderness to the promised land, God assured them that, "Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared." In his great weariness and depression, an angel is sent to the prophet Elijah saying, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And the angel shows Elijah a cake of hot bread and a jug of water that Elijah has not seen. And he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights. In his utter confusion and uncertainty as to what to do, an angel tells Joseph what he otherwise would never have known nor understood. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." When Herod sends his soldiers to kill Mary's baby, it is an angel who tells Joseph to take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. It is angels who explain the meaning of the empty tomb to the women. It is angels who open the prison door and tell Peter to go and preach the gospel. An angel tells Philip to go to the Ethiopian who needs someone to interpret the scriptures to him. an angel that tells Paul where to plant new churches, an angel that was sent to John to show him the things that must soon take place. And we could go on and on. We who live in the visible realm of God's creation cannot see the invisible realm that surrounds us. But the God who we believe and confess created both the heavens and the earth, saw all that he had made, the visible and the invisible. He created angels to be his ministering spirits, sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. Today we are reminded that we ought to take great comfort in knowing that we are not left on our own to defend ourselves against what we cannot even see, but that our God has created myriad upon myriads and thousands upon thousands of angels to defend and protect us against the ancient serpent and his evil angels. Today, however, we are also reminded that the final victory over the devil and his minions has already been accomplished, not by Saint Michael, not by the holy angelic army, but by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that victory was accomplished not in the invisible realm, but in the visible realm where you and I live and move and have our being, in this world. It was not with invisible or spiritual things that the one through whom all things were made crushed the head of that ancient serpent. But our Lord and Savior won the victory by coming down from heaven, being born into this visible realm, and gaining the victory by his very physical and earthly body and blood. And now the offspring of the woman gives his very body and his blood not to the holy angels, but to his little children, that they may not fear the great dragon, but rather stand firm in the name and the body and the blood that Jesus has given to them. For this is just what we heard that loud voice in heaven proclaim. And they have conquered Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. I think you all want to be sure to hear that. Not only does John see that the devil and all his angels have been cast out of heaven and thrown down to the earth, but he also sees that all the little children of God, from every time, from every place, who lived by faith in the name and the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, also conquer the devil and his angels, even while we live in the today, in this visible realm, all mixed and mingled with the invisible. For they have conquered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their own lives even unto death. Today we are reminded that it is truly good, right, and salutary that we who receive the blood of the Lamb in our body and the word of their testimony in our ears should join with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven in the feast of victory for our God and for all his little children. Amen.